Chapter 11. The Right to Privacy. The British Press and the Phone Hacking Scandal. Britain's tabloid press is fiercely competitive and also extremely aggressive in the way it reports sensational news stories. The people who run these newspapers know that they will sell more papers if they can print shocking stories, especially about the lives of celebrities or other powerful public figures. Perhaps the most successful in employing the formula of shock and sensation to sell newspapers are those owned by the international media company News International, which is controlled by the Murdoch family. News International's daily tabloid, The Sun, and its sister Sunday weekly paper, The News of the World, were among the best-selling papers in the UK. The News of the World no longer exists, thanks to the findings of the Leveson Inquiry into Press Ethics. The biggest scandal of recent times concerning the British press and how it gathers information is known as the phone hacking scandal. This scandal concerned allegations that journalists working for News International's tabloids had gathered private information by hacking into people's mobile phones. Not only was this a criminal act, it also seemed to have been a practice that was endorsed by the bosses at the papers in question. A second element to the scandal was concerned with the close working relationship between some journalists and members of London's Metropolitan Police Force. Quite senior police officers were taking money from journalists in exchange for information about ongoing police investigations. There had long been suspicions that journalists were basing stories on information gained by listening to people's private voicemail. The actor, Hugh Grant, claimed that information in tabloid stories about his private life could only have come from his voicemail. However, serious investigation of the claims that journalists were hacking people's phones didn't begin until 2005, following the publication in the News of the World of a story about Prince William that was also based on information from a voicemail message. When police searched the offices and homes of a The News of the World journalist and a private investigator employed by the paper, they found a list of the private details of over 4,000 celebrities, politicians, sports stars, police officials, and crime victims, and also those of 8 members of the royal family, all of whose phones had been hacked. The journalist and investigator were both arrested. In Britain, complaints against the press were, at the time, handled by the Press Complaints Commission, a committee set up and run by the press itself. So the conduct of the press was, in effect, overseen by the press, which many felt to be unsatisfactory. In 2007, the Press Complaints Commission launched an investigation into phone hacking. The editor of The News of the World claimed that this illegal activity was the work of one bad journalist and not common practice. A political edge was given to the scandal, as the previous editor of The News of the World, Andy Coulson, had resigned in 2007 and begun working as a media advisor in the office of David Cameron, the British Prime Minister. Had Andy Coulson known of, or even approved of, these illegal activities at his newspaper? If so, then the Prime Minister had surely made a grave error of judgment by employing him. Coulson denied all knowledge in 2007, and the Press Complaints Commission decided not to question him. The public had not really taken much notice of the growing scandal as long as it concerned the lives of public figures. In those cases, the public regarded their private lives as fair game for journalists. What changed public opinion was the case involving a young murder victim, Millie Dowler, and her family. In 2011, it became known that the News of the World had hacked into the phone of Millie Dowler, a young girl who had disappeared. The journalists had changed the content of her emails, making police and her family believe that she was still alive, when in fact she had already been murdered. This illegal manipulation of information outraged the British public. The government was pressured by public disgust at the conduct of the News of the World and by a stream of new information about the widespread practice of phone hacking at News International being published by a rival newspaper, The Guardian. It was clear that the Press Complaints Commission was not capable of policing the press.